From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. The Cairo Durham Middle and High School shutdown because of COVID-19 was extended on November 25th. A notice on the school website read, and I quote, "The district has decided that grades 6 through 12 will remain remote for the week of November 30th through December 4th. This is due to the number of staff members required to quarantine as a precaution and a high demand for substitutes," end quote. The elementary school will operate as usual in Cairo after the holiday break. There were 5 new COVID-19 cases announced November 25th in Greene County and 10 more cases announced in Columbia County. Rensselaer County confirmed 36 new COVID-19 cases on November 25th, and Albany County announced 109 new positive novel coronavirus cases. Of those, 19 had close contact with a known COVID-19 patient, 5 were healthcare workers, and 84 did not have a clear source of infection. So far, the Greene County Correctional Facility in Coxsackie has had 160 confirmed cases. Michael Powers, the president of the New York State Correctional Officers and Police Benevolent Association, urged Governor Andrew Cuomo and the State Department of Corrections and Community Supervision on November 25th to suspend visitation and non-essential inmate movement in the prisons. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Athens D.R. Evarts Library is preparing for a long-anticipated $1 million project to improve accessibility for patrons. Set to start in the spring of 2021, the plan includes adding ramp access to the 113-year-old building, as well as an elevator and restroom improvements. D.R. Evarts Library Board of Trustees President Kathy Jackson said, and I quote, "As was typical in 1907, our library was not built to be accessible by people with mobility challenges, wheelchair users, or parents with strollers. Our board has been working to raise the funds and find grant opportunities to make our library more accessible to all our Athens neighbors," end quote. Jackson said the library has been saving up funds to support the renovation for 10 years. The project has been divided into 2 phases, with the ramp and restroom scheduled the first phase, and the elevator and an addition to help facilitate the ramp entrance during the second. The plans were approved by the State Historic Preservation Office, and construction for Phase 1 is expected to complete by the end of 2022, according to a statement from the library. Jackson said the timing of Phase 2 will depend on when the funds are released. About 85% of the $1 million to fund the project has been raised, and the library has launched the Ramp Up the Evarts campaign to raise the remaining $150,000. According to the library's website, as of this week, $11,000 has been raised towards the goal. You can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Diane Valden is reporting for the Columbia paper. Ankrum residents and businesses can now make the switch to solar energy power without installing panels or the cost of installation. During the November 19th Ankrum Town Board meeting, Jill Henk, clean energy coordinator from the Capital District Regional Planning Commission, and Alex Goldfarb from a company called Solstice delivered a presentation about solarizing Ankrum. The town's Climate Smart Community Task Force and Conservation Advisory Council endorsed the idea and brought it to the board for consideration. Under the program, local households and businesses can sign up for a share of a solar farm. According to the program's materials, and I quote, "which is like having your own panels, but off your property. Your solar shares will produce energy on your behalf all year round," end quote. The solar farm sends its power through the Central Hudson Power Grid to customers. The town gets credits for the power its solar shares produce applied directly to residents' and businesses' monthly utility bills, lowering the cost. Program participants will continue to receive electricity as usual. Town residents and businesses have the choice to opt in or opt out. Along with a 10% savings on their electric bill every month, every person who subscribes gets a $100 enrollment bonus. The town also receives a $100 credit per subscriber. Following the presentation, the town board unanimously approved a resolution to become a partner with Soltis Power Technologies in the community solar program. Ancram is now the second Columbia County town to sign up. Gallatin was the first. And you can read the full story in the Columbia paper. Bill Williams is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Edith Casey Stocking Fund turns 100 this year. And Rubino Delaney, a longtime Stocking Fund volunteer, said the Columbia County charity was founded during the Christmas season of 1920 by Casey, an agent with the Columbia County Committee of State Charities, known today as the County Department of Social Services. The Stocking Fund began when Casey, some of her work colleagues, and community members began collecting toys for those in need. Delaney said last year, the program provided gifts to 889 children. Delaney said the fund is expecting even more requests for assistance this year due to COVID-19 and the increased number of residents without work. Those who wish to donate toys may bring them to the Social Services Building at 25 Railroad Avenue in Hudson, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Donation boxes will also be available at the Bank of Greene County branches in Hudson, Greenport, Germantown, and Chatham, and at Fingar Insurance in Greenport and Germantown. Recipients range from infant to 17 years old. Monetary donations are also accepted. Checks made payable to Edith Casey Stocking Fund can be sent care of DSS Hudson office. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.